Welcome to the QuittingDip.com podcast, an improvised discussion about quitting nicotine by guys who have done it, using the tools they found at QuittingDip.com.
All right, thank you for that. We're here with the riveting second part of the Sal series, The Salvation. Or no, wait. This is the Salivation, even better. last week we had Sal on. He's a newer quitter, somewhere around a year, and he's been talking about his experience, and we're going to get into a little bit more of the how he feels about the community, and then kind of lean into some more esoteric benefits of being part of QuittingDip.com. I'm here with Woody and Sal, of course.
Oh, hi, guys. Salutations.
Ooh, nice.
You see what I did?
Hey, guys. Welcome to part two. Salivation part two, electric boogaloo.
I'm salivating. Yeah, good to have you back, man. This is fantastic. We're continuing the discussion. And again, you know, this is for everyone. People who've been quit for a long time and refreshing their brain on those first days, and also those that are considering. Hopefully we got some good takeaways from your story and what you're going to tell us.
It was surprisingly enlightening. No offense. I just, you know, you've been be around for a while and you think you hear everything, but like that's literally the reason why you're here, is just to get some fresh perspectives and kind of like revisit why we're here, what we're doing and all that good stuff. So I appreciate it for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, guys. It's all of this has been quite, you know, it's been a whirlwind of a year, but I really, really glad that now I'm fine. You know, I'm actually in a place where I can actually apply things that I've learned and help other people. It's like I never thought I would actually get to this point, but here we are.
That's yeah. Awesome. So, on a more technical note, so what would you say for your first week? Like, what were your expectations for when you joined up versus what actually happened?
Great question. Expectations. I'm not sure if I really had any. Oh. It was, I think reading through...
I would have thought it would just be a bunch of dorks talking about dip.
I think I was at a point in my life where I was so desperate to just try anything. And, you know, I stumbled upon the website. You read through everything. And
any areas stick out that you remember that you were reading through that you might suggest to someone?
There was one thread, I believe it's called Lies You Would Tell Yourself.
Oh!
There was that one. And... the other one actually was like trips to the dentist.
Oh yeah, that was rough. Yeah,
that's a good one.
That was one.
Yeah.
And it, funny enough, it kind of coincided with my quit. Is I think it might have been a month or so. I had a root canal.
Dang.
Not to go trail off too far here from the question, but my mouth wasn't in great shape, and I knew that. And so I don't know where I'm really going with that, but like the whole dentist part really struck with me because I had ignored everything dental for God knows how many years.
Oh, yeah.
So then tackled that, and it was just like, you know what, dentist is not fucking scary. It's a dentist. They just want to help me. You know, it's like, yeah, shit sucks, but it's something you have to take care of before it's too late.
Well, how nice did it feel to check off the box? Do you use nicotine? You just say, nope.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I mean, I even,
that was one of my favorite things.
I even told my dentist. It was just like, here's where I'm at. She was very appreciative of that. And, you know, she wished more people would speak up, helps her look out for certain things as well. You know, so to your original question, my expectations was I knew there was a group of people that had quit and they knew how to quit and I didn't. So I think as a base layer, that was my expectations. And honestly, I was kind of just, let's see what tomorrow brings. Let's see what happens. then a weekend, what actually happens is, you know, I'm reading stuff and I guess, you know, I'm all fat, dumb, and happy. And then it's on my page. It's just like, yo, what's up? Like, you got to share your thoughts. You got to talk. Like, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then, so then I start to talk and then I share how I'm feeling. And then people tell me why what I'm saying is shitty.
Right.
And then it's.
That's one way of putting it. What we're really doing is helping you reframe, like the point is to reframe how you think about things, and part of reframing how you think about things is changing your language.
Totally.
Yes.
But it does come across as aggressive. That part is not generally shared because, like, it's a little
nobody likes
level,
being
right?
corrected, right? Like, but, and I think, you know, people, we're all a stubborn bunch, whether we're admitted or not. So then it was like kind of understanding that brotherhood side of like really making those connections, understanding of like what I say literally has a direct result in how I quit. Because, you know, you voice how you feel and then, you know, it's the group does, you know, they come in and they'll help fix that feeling. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is what you're feeling. Here's how you can feel better on in a very 3D or 2D, I guess, way of explaining it. And I think within that, I think it's natural for people to feel defensive when, you know, they're getting corrected and all this. And there was, there's one quitter who had been around. He reached out to me. It was just like, he saw me posting in a thread. It was just like, hey, you know, this is me. Here's my number. You know, give me a holler if you need anything. And then there was one, I remember one day where it's just like, you know, a couple people joined on and said, whatever, like grilled me, whatever you want to call it. And then, so I texted him. I was like, hey, what the hell is this, man? And then, so then there, it's just like, he kind of explains, it's just like, this is kind of how it works. So then it was just like, oh, okay. And then from there, it's just like, I'll be annoying, you know, it's just like, I would rather be annoying and have people sick of seeing me and hearing what I say than the opposite.
Good, yeah.
I don't know. I guess it was just something that kind of clicked in me specifically that I think it might take some others a little bit longer to click, but, that's fine.
Well, I think like, you know, for anybody listening, like a great tangible example of that, right, is we get a lot of people that come on. And they have successes that they want to share, right? Like little things, like going to the gas station, and they've gone to the same gas station for 5-10 years, and everything
the attendant has the tin on the counter for them when they walk.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, here you go, the usual, you know. And then they go to that gas station and they buy a bag of chips and actually get gas. And then they come into our community and they say, you know, in a happy fashion, like, oh, so cool, man. I went to the gas station and didn't buy dip today. Right. And then everybody kind of roasts them. And it's not like,
I mean, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. And then like, that's the thing. Like, if you're listening, you know, you might be saying like, why would they come down on somebody for saying something like that? But the truth is that the further on down you get in your quit, these types of things, it's like, you know, this should never be a part of your life anyways. Why are we, you know, this is non-existent. Like, you know, so what? Like, you know, it's time to, this is a part of your life, man. It's like, you don't need to celebrate going and playing around a golf and not dipping. Like that's the norm. Yep. Right. And so yes, is it a great progression in that individual's path of quit? Sure, absolutely. It's a little victory for them. But really, you're trying to train them into like a really, really tough mindset of like, I never dip, man. This is not a part of my existence. Like, this is not it. And that's tough love that everyone's trying to jump in and basically retrain the thinking and the speech and the language, like you were saying, Paco. So that's just to give like a little bit of an example based upon what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of different things that we value about, you know, our community and what it's done for us, right? But given your time here so far, what are some characteristics of the community itself that you value the most?
That's a really good question. And I think
it's us, isn't it?
It is. It's Paco and Woody. That's my answer.
yeah, it's gotta be, man.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. The one thing that comes to mind, and this is one thing I read on the website that really stuck to me, it's just kind of like, what makes our group different? Of like us versus, you know, an in-person support group, or, you know, kind of like the AA type,
right,
of, you know, we're an online forum, right? And I think the one thing that's different is, AAs, you're around people who are also, or it just think using that as an example or other, right, you know, various, yeah, nicknames, you're around people who are also kind of in the same boat as you. And those are the only people, you know, you might have like one leader, one, two, or whatever that might be. Whereas this community, A, you're online, so there's a sense of an anonymity and safety in there.
Right.
B, you're joining a group of whatever, hundreds, I'm not sure exactly how many people are in there, but like, it feels like hundreds of people who are, we've already done it. It's not, it's, we're done it, we're at this point where it's no, there's no breeze to us. We don't think about dip anymore. It's, we'll right. teach you how to do it, but we're here already. So we'll show you how to, you know, join the light side, right?
Yeah, nice.
So it's kind of one of our main, you know, sayings is never again for any reason, as opposed to, you know, one day at a time where certain, you know, quit in air quotes groups. Yeah. It's that white knuckle. It's that like getting through the next day, like that terrifying thought. Whereas here it's like, no, we're going to get to where kind of going back to the previous discussion, you're going to go to the gas station. All you think about is getting gas.
Chilling than meeting someone who's got like thousands, like 2,000-3,000 days in the bag and be like, oh, I almost got a dip today. What the, like, you're doing it wrong. Like, you fucked up. Like, how did you almost?
How did you get to that many days? And,
like, somebody's sat on your face and dipped in there? I forced it.
And I think the one thing too, like a big lesson I learned going back to this point is like, oh my God, I just lost it. Hold on. Oh, I just lost it.
It's because you had to look at Woody's face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's brutal. It's brutal.
But,
oh, you're cute as a
hold on. Just go. I'll come back to it. At that point, we'll come back if we want to keep this moving, but it'll come back to me.
Okay, yeah. So, have you, what are some of the good things you've seen? Like, what are your favorite, like, you now you can do the thing where you're like, oh, I this is what I really like. You know, you can get into it. Nobody you too hard.
Positive changes in your life. Let's hear it. This is for the person that's been thinking about dipping for years and they're listening to this right now. Like, what are the positive changes you've seen?
If I were to write them down, it would be a rolling scroll that just opens and, you know, rolls across the floor. I mean, I don't really know where to start. Positive changes. I mean, it starts from the top, right? It's a mindset change. Like, you know, you're improving yourself. So when you improve yourself, that's just the beginning of a ripple effect. And I think it's just my whole mentality on life has kind of changed. I mean, I've gone through mental health struggles, you know, anxiety issues and things like that. Oh, this was my point of, and this helps.
We got it back. We got it back.
You got there.
We got it back. And it's come full circle of like, one thing we all tell ourselves is like dip or nicotine is a sense of relief. It's something that will help me during my difficult times. It's like, right. No, that's such bullshit. Like, no, it's not.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
But what positive changes is like actually recognizing the positivity that's going around you. It's like, I am feeling this way, or my, you know, waking up is that much easier, or going to sleep is that much easier because I don't have nicotine in my life, because I'm not stressed about waking up 20 minutes earlier for work because, you know, I only have 2 pouches left in my can, so I got to make sure I'm good. And
it's amen, just, brother. Amen. Preach here. That is awesome. That is awesome, man. Yeah, absolutely.
The amount of like chess you have to play as an addict to like coordinate your whole day around it, it's taking that whole thing out. Like, naturally, your day's just going to be that much better because you don't have to stress out about something that's dumb. You know, you can actually focus, you know, I'm a father. I can actually focus on my kid, like, and not have to have that thing in my back of my mind of like, I'm going to break out of here.
Where am I going to fit this in? Where am I going to fit it in? Right? Like,
exactly. Like, it doesn't matter.
I'm having it in the diaper bag, having their tin in the diaper bag.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's next level right there. That's brutal. It's all fucked up, but
just use the milk bottle as a spitter. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. All right. That's just disgusting. Oh, come on, Paco.
That's nasty.
It is. That's so great that you said that.
And then everything, you know, it's a ripple effect from there too. It's, you know, just having a better mindset on life and being more present in the moment. You just enjoy life more and you want to do more things. You know, you want to go out on trips and you want to reconnect with old friends. That's another thing. A friend, you know, my friends that I would hang out with, who I didn't give a shit to try and make plans with because I can't, you know, I can't be with you guys for a few hours. I'm going to need to, you know, step away and have a dip. Like, you guys don't even know I dip. All this, all that shit. It's like, I feel like I'm just, I became a human again, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think everybody likes to think that they have integrity, right? So if you're constantly lying to yourself, it's kind of hard to be like, you know, when you're in the, because ultimately you're quitting for yourself, right? That was kind of, we alluded to that in the last episode. Like, the reason that you quit needs to be for yourself. It is a selfish thing. There's other benefits, but like, once you have that, like, you're not lying to yourself all the time, I feel like you're a more like centered person too. Like, where you're not kind of like just building, not having to waste that time, that mental energy to think about, like you said, like, oh, I need this much dip for this much time. I can stop by the store or whatever. Like, all that shit, all that wasted time is not a factor.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, think about the psychological impact of whether you're a really open person about it or not. There's a level of secrecy.
This is not medical advice, by the way. I don't know if we have to put in disclaimers, but...
No, definitely
Woody
not. I don't even...
He's a carpenter.
Yes. I definitely cannot give any advice in that capacity.
Just kidding.
Yeah. But yeah, it's you're carrying around this like kind of this secret, and you are. It's a bit of a lie. Like, and for many people too, it's a real, you know, they hide it from everybody because they're ashamed of it. So,
well, I was like a bombastic cunt with it, and I still felt that way. So, like, I wasn't even being sneaky. I was just being an asshole, and I still felt like, well, I was not being true, right?
I'm gonna have to Google that, what a bombastic cunt is. But it's whether you're being sneaky or not, you're living with this burden. And I don't think, like, you know, we all know the negative health impacts it has, like, you know, on you.
Right.
It's just not good for you. But I think what you're saying, Sal, is awesome. It's a great point for anybody listening, because you're carrying around this weight, right, for years and years. And the weight and the guilt and you're kind of this secret. And then you're also living your life to bend your schedule and everything you do around this activity. It's so stupid. Like, it's just, it's terrible to think about. But it's so true. And the psychological impact that has, I mean, man, like, once that's lifted, like, what, like, how does that impact your life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, you never really know kind of what the benefits can be until you do it.
Yeah. Totally. Now, did you have anything specific?
Hit him with the last one.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll skip the question, the very important question that I was just about to ask. No.
Is it the same question?
No, it's not really. It was a stupid question anyways. Let's move on. Okay. So we'll wrap it up with this. First, before, you know, I just want to say thanks again. Listening to you talk about it, it's just awesome, man. And, like, it kind of just refreshes, you know, your memory on some things. You know what I mean? So, awesome. Thank you so much. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do now is imagine that we have somebody out there listening that's going through this right now. They've been dipping for however long, and they know, they feel, they know it's bad. Just imagine you're talking to a listener. They've just downloaded an episode of the podcast and they're listening to you right now. And maybe they're even dipping listening to this, but they know damn well that they hate this. They hate the can. They want to quit. They've tried it numerous times, but they just haven't been able to. So what would you tell that person on the other side?
I think if that person's literally at the point where they're listening to an episode called From the Quitting Dip Podcast. Like you said, they've already done, they've probably, I guess I'll speak to the person. You've already probably made that pros and cons list and have discovered that the cons is taking up the entire side of the page and the pros is, you know, probably non-existent, right? So what do you have to do? Well, I'll be a plug god right now. Go to www.quittingdip.com, read some shit, and see if that doesn't get you hooked, because I will challenge you. Like, if it doesn't, then you're not trying hard enough. You need to, like, really check yourself, do some soul searching, whatever you need to do. And if you truly are telling yourself, I hate this, I don't want to do anything more, that's an important first step. So let us help you get to, you know, the rest of your life is really what I'll say. It's just, you know, I think if you're at this point where you're listening to me talk, you've already made some important, you know, decisions to your, or you've answered some important questions to yourself, but you're not really sure how to go about it. We'll fucking tell you how to go about it.
Nice.
Nicely said, that's, man. That's excellent. Yeah, thanks for everything, Sal.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me on. I mean, you know, anyone who's listening to this, people, you know, within the website already, it's, you know, I inspired by you guys every day, and it truly has made me such a better person. And I, you know, it's, I love, I already love helping others kind of get to where we're at.
I mean, obviously.
Right, yeah, or else I wouldn't be talking right now. But no, just thank you guys, and just keep doing what you're doing. It's really, really important. You know, you can help people like me, you know, find freedom in the rest of their lives. So yeah, thank you guys.
I mean, we feel the same way about you. That's why we brought you on. So, all right, that's enough mushy shit. Thank you guys.
This is a big love fest right now.
Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the QuittingDip.com podcast. None of the insights here should be considered medical advice. We're quitters, not doctors. To reach the show or contribute to the mailbag, email us at quittingdip@gmail.com or come quit with us at quittingdip.com.